You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. Welcome back to The Wire. A new project aiming to increase youth engagement in politics in New Zealand has been launched. Active Citizenship Aotearoa is aiming to empower, engage and educate young New Zealanders to become active citizens. Young people make up 20% of the voting age population in New Zealand, yet have the lowest level of electoral enrollment across all age groups. Active Citizenship Aotearoa say they are failed by an inconsistent standard of education and are not taught about voting, democracy or civic affairs. The group are planning to create education campaigns to equip young people to be active citizens who understand and participate in the governance of their communities. Well, earlier I spoke to one of the founders, Isabella Lenahan-Aiken, and I began by asking her what Active Citizenship Aotearoa is.
Active Citizenship Aotearoa was founded last year, and we all recognise that there's kind of a failure in our education system to ensure that young New Zealanders have an adequate and comprehensive understanding of civics and how to vote, why to vote, the importance of our democracy, knowledge of Te Te Reo Waitangi, different parts of our society. And we received some funding from the Ministry of Youth Development last year to run a summit in Wellington that enabled young people in Wellington to sort of gain a deeper understanding and engage in these questions of voting and our government and democracy.
So what are you planning to do with the project and the summit?
Yeah, so the summit called Shaping Aotearoa is the inaugural project of ACCA.
Yeah.
And we kind of have a broader vision than just running the summit, so looking into how we can embed civics education into our curriculum and ensure that, it's very much a part of our education. Also thinking, about, and in doing so, thinking sort of about how we engage people on social media, how we have cool video clips, not just in our curriculum, but also in our day-to-day lives. But this summit is kind of an opportunity to launch what we stand for, who we are as an organisation, and is kind of in a way to kind of kick off those questions and to allow young people to think about how they want civics education to be intertwined into their education system, because I think that it's really empowering for us to go, these are the big questions that we don't know about. We don't know how to vote, so that sort of information we want. But we do have a good understanding of what democracy means, so having a civics education that doesn't include aspects like that is key. So I think this is an opportunity for young people to begin designing civics education and what that looks like in the curriculum.
And what sort of things do you want to see done to increase youth engagement in politics? You mentioned civics education. What other things?
Yeah, so it's all part of this goal for us of making sure that young people are involved in our election, and we're reminded of quite horrific statistics about the fact that young people are not voting. In fact, the participation from 18 to 24 year olds in the general election in 2014 was 62% compared to the overall being 76%. And I think that for me, for what this organisation wants is that we want young people to feel as though the government is listening to them. And I think that's a two-way street. So on one hand, we want to make sure that young people are informed enough to go on and make decisions and to feel valued as a key member of our society and our political system. And on the other hand, making sure that our government and politicians are not forgetting the issues that young people face in our society. So I think it's that, those sort of parallel themes. Key.
Why do you think it is that so many young people seem to be less engaged in politics in New Zealand?
I think this is a really complex question, and I don't think that there's one answer. I think that, and therefore the solution is complex as well. I think we have to look at it, as I kind of talked about, as being a two-way street. So young people, if they feel as though their government is representative and is, should have been a champion of issues that face young people, then, like, inevitably young people will be more engaged in our political system. And at the same time, if we had received civics education and we were knowledgeable, then we probably would also, you know, feel we could be more engaged and were sort of valuable members of our society. I also think there are issues with the voting age and whether the voting age should be lowered to ensure that 16 or 17-year-olds can also participate in the general election and local elections. And there are also questions about online voting, which is another really complex issue. But I think we need to just start having these conversations about these really complex issues. And I think that's what we hope to do. We kind of have, you know, touched online voting, and there was potentially going to be a trial for the local election held last year, and that didn't happen. But I think we do really need to have robust conversations about the lack of engagement from young people. And I think young people really need to be a part of that conversation to make sure that the engagement that comes from governments and from you know, policy is actually directed by what we think and what young people need in order to be engaged.
Do you think you can have an influence in terms of getting this particular issue on the radar of politicians during the election?
I think civics education is really important. I don't necessarily think, I mean, I'd be very naive to think it's going to be an election issue. But, yeah, I definitely think it needs to be on the radar of politicians this election. I would love to see political parties across the spectrum, because this is not a partisan issue. This is a civic issue that transcends political boundaries and party lines. And I think that all parties need to sort of take responsibility for the fact that young people don't feel valued in our society, and therefore how can we make sure that the education that young people receive teaches them about key civic principles that are fundamental to the running of New Zealand. How we can do that, well, at our summit, we've got a panel of MPs coming along to talk about the key issues and to listen to the key issues that young people have. And also we've got some kind of skill-based workshops where young people can think about how to lobby MPs, how to work with MPs in trying to solve in particular local issues. And we also have kind of like creative and online campaigning workshops as well. So, but yeah, that's sort of how young people can engage with MPs and know that especially electorate MPs are there to champion their issues, even though they might not have voted for them or be able to vote.
Why do you think civics education has not been taught in schools widely?
Well, the trouble with civics education is that, like, in some schools, so civics education kind of comes under social studies. And my interpretation is that, yes, schools are required to sort of provide some education about, like, voting or, you know, about the treaty or key kind of, like, aspects of our society. But I think the extent to which this is done very much depends on the teacher, and I think that that means that there's not sort of an equity of education across all schools provided to all young New Zealanders, and that's really concerning. And I think that that needs to change, and there needs to be consistency in the way that we present, and consistency of the kind of key issues that, or the key sort of topics and themes that need to be presented. I also think that it shouldn't just be confined to social studies. There should be civics education starting from, or discussions about civic kind of ideas a lot earlier than like year 10 social studies, but also a lot later, because it's at, you know, around the ages of, you know, 17 and 18 that when young people realise that they're going to be voting soon, that they sort of begin these discussions about, oh, how do I vote, or who should I vote for, and therefore there needs to be sort of comprehensive civics education targeted at that age group as well.
Just finally, are you going to be active during the election campaign?
We're definitely going to have a presence in making sure that politicians and parties know the importance of providing civics education to young people in New Zealand.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.